From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Since 2005, more than 3,000 natural gas wells have been drilled in or near Faulkner County, Arkansas. They're in a formation known as the Fayetteville Shale. Each well was fracked. That means millions of gallons of water and some chemicals were injected into the shale. That breaks the rock and allows extraction of embedded natural gas. In the town of Greenbrier, almost everyone has a story about how the natural gas industry has bolstered the community. But recently, residents have had to contend with another unexpected boom. A swarm of mysterious earthquakes began last fall, small but still scary. They occurred along a previous unknown fault between Greenbrier and the tiny town of Guy. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister traveled to Arkansas to talk to people about what's going on under their feet, and they shared what they heard with the musician Bonnie Prince Billy, who contributed an original song inspired by these voices.
The original ones that we heard here were like thunderclaps, boom, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Call 911, where's your emergency?
Hey, my house just shook really bad.
Yes, it probably was an earthquake.
You can hear it coming towards you kind of like you would a train. You feel it under your feet.
Shook our whole house about off the foundation, ma'am.
Good evening. Since September, there have been 843 earthquakes in the Greenbrier Guy Swarm. This fault was previously unknown until earthquakes began.
My name is Scott Osbrooks. I'm the geohazard supervisor with the Arkansas Geological Survey. That's one thing that's very disconcerting, is to have the ground move under your feet. When it starts moving, you start getting concerned.
Under our feet begin and end talk between a head and course oh sweet
3:49 a.m. probably about 3.5.
1:20 p.m., there was a boom.
4:52 a.m., about a 2.0.
What we consider the date the swarm started was around the 23rd of September of 2010.
17 a.m., about 7
a.m.
Boom.
And in some cases, we'd have hundreds in a 12-hour period.
With a large boom.
It's really stressful.
And earth makes me tremble, and I return the favor. I am an earth, and you may know my walk will never waver.
Dozens of earthquakes in central Arkansas have gained national attention, and tonight they can still be felt. But why are they happening?
My name's Steve Horton. I'm a seismologist and a research scientist at the Center for Earthquake Research and Information at the University of Memphis. Back in 1982, there was a swarm of earthquakes very close to where these earthquakes are happening in the town of Enola.
I'm Marie Wilson. There have been tiny shakes over in the Enola area for years and years and years, and I think that it's just getting bigger and bigger underground.
That could just be a natural cycle in the seismic activity rate in the area. If the injection wells weren't there, it would not have surprised me to have this seismic activity. But the injection wells are there.
Other makes me tremble, and I return the favor.
We're on Highway 25. We're just east of Guy. And we're directly across from the SRE injection well.
I am man. And you may know my walk will never waver.
What we do see are these clusters of earthquakes, like here, 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 and here. What is proximal to these clusters of earthquakes is injection well, injection well, injection well.
98% of those earthquakes that have happened since 2009 have been within 5 kilometers of three specific injection wells.
These injection wells went online just a couple of months prior to all this earthquakes happening.
In those injection wells, they place water that's used in the fracking process.
This water is basically saline water, and it does have chemicals.
To frack a well, it takes 1,200 tractor trailer loads of water. Okay, well, that water comes back, and they have to do something with it. You know, it's all going in a hole in the ground, not very big. I'm going to say it's probably 12, 14 inch diameter.
And then the well goes down over a mile. Of course, they've done over 100 million gallons from July to February. That's equivalent to a 30 acre lake, 10 feet deep. The weight of that water is probably in excess of 1 billion pounds.
Together as a community.
Then they had a meeting at the Guy School.
My name is Sheila Maxwell, and I'm the director of the Faulkner County Office of Emergency Management. Their big question was, well, is all this drilling causing this?
If the earthquakes continue to get stronger and stronger and stronger, it's going to be people's homes ruined and possibly people's lives.
My name is Dave Martini. I'm the chief of police, Guy Police Department. I don't know if they're man-made or I don't know if they're act of God. But I'd like to know.
Since the gas company has come here, that's when I started hearing the booms, feeling the ground shake.
My name's Dirk DeTurk, and I happen to be situated between two injection wells.
So how are they not related?
I'm Shelby Wilcox, and I'm with the Roadrunners Extension Homemakers Club. I would hope that the gas and oil industry would not be blamed because it has been a tremendous economic boom to this area.
I'm Mark Ledbetter. I'm the liaison for Faulkner County to the gas industry. There's a lot of people up here that have had this land for a lot of years that didn't have anything, you know, and now these people finally are getting something out of their land.
We have received leases from the gas company on our land.
We got a swimming pool.
You saw a couple tractors, you know, show up in a hay baler.
These folks here were living in a mobile home. They got a gas well right across from them. They built them a new house.
My son has found employment.
My name is Jimmy Hart, and I am the Conway County Judge. You know, I'm a red-blooded American. That's the great thing about this whole thing. We're all capitalists. You know, you can go talk to the local John Deere dealer, or you can go talk to a local car dealer, and this money rolls over 6 or 7 times.
My name is Zondra Sharp, and I'm the owner of Gimme Some Sugar Bake Shop and Cakery in Greenbrier, Spring Hill, Arkansas. If I say something negative towards the gas companies, well, then they might say, oh, well, she's against us. I'm not going to do business with her.
Some coward. Intimidated and cowering, they call this action love.
Good morning, YouTube. It's 8:13 a.m. February 25th, 2011, and I have another earthquake update for you for Arkansas. We have a 3.1 and 2 3.6 magnitude earthquakes now.
They were getting spooky.
It's just every day. We're getting bombarded over here.
I thought, good grief, how bad is this going to get?
If it was to rupture all at one time, you could generate up to a magnitude 6 earthquake. If you think about the Christchurch earthquake in New Zealand, it was only a 6.3.
We were nervous because practically our life savings is in a new home that we just finished in December.
You don't know if the next one's the one the house is coming down. It's that scary.
They're getting bigger. The big one's coming soon.
And, of course, the big one, there was like a loud sonic boom.
Sounded kind of like a bowling ball coming.
Hey, guys, the magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit just after 11 o'clock last night and was felt for hundreds of miles.
The 4.7 scared the goodness out of me. I was at my house and I could actually see my floor making waves.
Usually there are snap of the finger, boom, shake, done. This one was a boom, shake, 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 shake.
It just shook, 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 shook.
And I was going, I need to put seat belts on my bed and my recliner. I'm going to be bouncing out of here.
That's the largest earthquake we've had in Arkansas in 35 years.
And it was shortly after that they shut the injection wells down.
Two companies have stopped using injection wells now near the site of the recent swarm of earthquakes after an emergency meeting of the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission.
When they decided to stop the injection wells, it was a relief.
And the companies, they basically said that they agreed to temporarily shut down because they wanted to have enough time to get the evidence to support that there is no connection between those injections and the earthquakes.
Or maybe there is a connection. We'll find out. All right, Dustin, thank you.
You. Oh, Earth, you have stuck it to us and terrorized from inside and above.
since they stopped putting water down in the hole down there, all the shaking stopped out here.
We've seen about a 50% reduction in the number of vents. Could be simply part of the natural ebb and flow, or it could be in relation to the fact that they actually shut the wells down.
I'm a country girl, and this is how I look at things, but you just dig you a little trench, and you blast water at high pressures. What's it do? It makes it bigger. It erodes it, you know. And, of course, I look at a fault that way.
Well, I don't. I stamp and tremble like killing moles with heels. And before my man may wave, even mother nature.
The question for the Oil and Gas Commission is going to be, is it wise or is it prudent to inject millions of gallons of water in the vicinity of an active fault? That's the question that's going to have to be answered by someone other than me.
Even mother.
The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission will decide July 26 whether to permanently close the injection wells closest to the fault. The companies that operate the wells refused to grant interviews for this story, but a spokesman for one of them responded in an email that the earthquakes are a, quote, natural event. The extraction of natural gas continues in the area. Our story, The Natural State, was produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison for Long Haul Productions. The song, Mother Nature Kneels, was written and performed by Bonnie Prince Billy. That song is streaming at npr.org. We've got more coming up on All Things Considered.